Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about Mothman.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids, and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Point Pleasant is a small town of about 4,000 people in West Virginia that sits on the West Virginia-Ohio border, right where the Kanawha and Ohio rivers meet. The area was initially occupied by the Shawnee people until 1749, when French explorer Pierre-Joseph Céloron de Blainville, quote, discovered the region and claimed it for France. The British and French fought over the area for a while, and with the indigenous tribes preferring the British, the Brits were eventually victorious. In 1774, however, the British fought an Algonquin confederation of Shawnee and Mingo warriors, which culminated in the Battle of Point Pleasant and the ultimate settling of the territory for the white man. The city was incorporated in 1833 when it was still part of Virginia. Virginia seceded from the Union in 1861 for the American Civil War, an act which split Virginia's lawmakers and resulted in the secession of West Virginia from Virginia into statehood in 1863. Point Pleasant became a part of West Virginia. But all of this history is not what Point Pleasant is most widely known for. When most people think of Point Pleasant, what comes to mind immediately is the Mothman. Mothman is said to be humanoid in appearance, about 5 to 7 feet tall, and standing on two legs. Depending on who you ask, it may or may not have arms, but it always has wings that span about 10 feet across, folding against its back when not in use. Also depending upon who you ask, it may or may not have a definite head, with the no head description having its face set right in between its broad shoulders. Also head or not, it is always described as having bright red glowing eyes. It walks awkwardly with a shuffle, but when it takes flight, it is smooth, swift, and graceful, reportedly reaching speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. During flight, its wings make a squeaking sound, but they don't flap. So, it looks and acts like a cross between a moth and a man, hence the catchy name. The history of Mothman begins in the 60s when the first sightings were reported in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. Its history has been well documented by the press, who even gave the beast its catchy name, a moniker that was inspired by the popularity of the original Batman television series at the time. Mothman sounded like a superhero or a supervillain. Mothman seems to hang out in an area that the locals call the TNT area, which is an isolated spot outside of town where World War II munitions were stored in igloo-like structures. There's also a deserted power plant in the area, which only adds to the mysteriousness of Mothman's origins. Many folks see Mothman as a prophet of doom, since sightings are often followed by unspeakable tragedies. More on that later. The first rumored sighting of Mothman occurred in 1961 when a father and daughter were driving along West Virginia State Route 2 through the Chief Cornstalk Wildlife Management Area just south of Point Pleasant. The creature was standing right in the middle of the road, and while the witnesses initially thought it might be a large man, that idea was squashed when a pair of wings spread out from its back. It took flight just before their car reached it, flying straight up into the air and just disappearing from sight. The first official sighting in which Mothman would actually come to be known as Mothman happened on November 12, 1966. 5 men who were digging a grave near Clendenin, West Virginia, saw a man-like creature take flight from a nearby tree and swoop low over their heads. The most famous sighting was on November 15, 1966. 2 young married couples, Roger and Mary Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallett, encountered Mothman while driving near the TNT area at about 11:30 p.m. They first laid eyes on it as it stood outside the gates of the abandoned power plant. They described the creature as about 7 feet tall with a 10-foot wingspan and with glowing red eyes. Roger, the driver of the vehicle in which the quartet was riding, sped away, and the Mothman gave chase, letting out high-pitched squealing sounds the whole time. Trying to flee, The car reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, and the Mothman effortlessly kept up until reaching the city limits. Once they got back into town, the Mothman had disappeared. The two couples immediately reported their sighting to Deputy Millard Halstead of the Sheriff's Office, who accompanied the frightened youngsters back to the location and investigated, but they found no trace of the beast. A press conference about the sighting was held the next day by Sheriff George Johnson, and the encounter became a national story. News crews and citizens, both locals and tourists, descended upon the TNT area in hopes of catching a glimpse of the creature. And many did. On November 18, 1966, two Point Pleasant firefighters named Paul Yoder and Benjamin Enox claimed to have encountered what they said was an enormous bird with glowing red eyes, also near the TNT area. A little over a week later, on November 26th, Marvin Schock and Ewing Tilton reported seeing four large birds, about 4 to 5 feet long with 10-foot wingspans, fly around and perch in trees in Lowell, Ohio. The birds' chests were gray, their backs dark brown with lighter flecks, and their heads were reddish with straight 6-inch bills. Many panicked residents categorized this as another Mothman sighting. The next day, November 27th, Connie Carpenter reported seeing a large gray humanoid figure with glowing red eyes standing near a golf course while she was driving home from church. When she slowed down to get a better look, the beast unfurled its wings and launched right towards her. She locked eyes with it for a split second before it flew over her car and out of sight. Then, on November 28th, a Charleston man named Richard West claimed to see something that he said looked like Batman on his neighbor's roof. He described it as being about 6 feet tall, with wings that spanned 6 to 8 feet, and having big red eyes. Dozens of other witnesses saw Mothman in Point Pleasant over the next year or so. Investigator and author John Keel interviewed over 100 witnesses in the area for a series of magazine articles, and every one of them described the same entity with very few differences in those descriptions. A family named Wamsley was chased by it near the TNT area. Some teenagers saw it hanging out on the edge of a quarry. A shoe salesman named Thomas Erie saw it on Route 62, where it flew straight up into the sky, flew around his car, then chased him away. A contractor named Newell Partridge saw it in a field near his home, and when he shined a flashlight at it, its eyes glowed back like, as he put it, bicycle reflectors. Another anonymous man saw it on his front lawn and blamed the beast for almost giving him a heart attack. Then, on December 15, 1967, the Silver Bridge, a span which connected Point Pleasant with Gallipolis, Ohio, collapsed during the Christmas rush hour, plunging a full load of cars into the river and killing 46 people. And just like that, the sightings stopped, leading people to believe that Mothman was either a harbinger of doom or a guardian angel who was trying to warn people of the impending disaster. The most famous witness to Mothman was rock star Jimi Hendrix. Sometime in the mid-60s, Hendrix was said to have seen Mothman during a snowstorm in upstate New York, as detailed by Curtis Knight in his 1992 book Jimi Hendrix, Star Child. Hendrix was a member of Knight's band, Curtis Knight and the Squires, and the band's vehicle had become stuck in the snow. The rest of the band had already passed out from carbon monoxide inhalation, and Hendrix claimed to have seen a cone-shaped craft descend and a winged creature come out. It circled the stranded vehicle and melted the snow so the band could continue on its way. Mothman or not, this being can be credited with saving the lives of Hendrix and the rest of the band. Hendrix joined Curtis Knight and the Squires in October of 65 and left the group in May of 66, so this would have been just before all of the official Point Pleasant sightings began. Since the 60s, Mothman has been sighted in several other places and usually around the same time as horrible tragedies. Russian citizens reported sightings right before both the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster and the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. Some New Yorkers even claimed to see Mothman on the morning of 9/11 flying around the World Trade Center. In 2016, an anonymous driver in Virginia captured what they claimed to be photographic evidence of Mothman while driving on Route 2. The photograph was shown on local television and was immediately doubted by skeptics as possibly being a bird carrying away some prey, perhaps a frog or a snake. Either way, doubters don't think the picture is actually Mothman. In Chicago, Illinois, during the summer of 2017, a man named John Amatrano was working a Friday night shift at the Owl in Logan Square when he saw a flying creature. Saying it didn't look like a bat or a bird, Amatrano claimed it had more of the appearance of a pterodactyl. He saw neither feathers nor fur on it and said that its flight looked like nothing he had ever seen. Since then, 54 other Chicagoans have reported seeing something that resembles Mothman. Could a disaster be looming on the horizon in the Windy City? So, what could Mothman be? Usually, skeptics dismiss Mothman as being some type of large bird. The sandhill crane, which is gray in color with rust stains, has a wingspan that can be between 6 and 7 feet and has baggy red flesh around its eyes, which skeptics claim is a good explanation for the red eye phenomena. The sandhill crane's migration patterns do not go through West Virginia, but sometimes strays are reported. In December of 1966, a farmer in Gallipolis Ferry, West Virginia, shot a snowy owl, an animal which usually is not found south of Michigan. A snowy owl is about 2 feet tall with a 4-foot wingspan. Other rogue birds that have been claimed to be mistaken for Mothman are the barn owl, with a wingspan of about 3.5 feet, the turkey vulture, which is a carrion feeder with a distinct bare red head that is 2 feet tall with a 6-foot wingspan, and the great blue heron, which can get up to 4 feet tall with a 6.5-foot wingspan. Another theory is that the whole thing is just one big hoax. John Keel found his witnesses too credible and widespread for this to make much sense, but famous paranormal skeptic Joe Nickel did find a group of construction workers who admitted to tying flashlights to helium balloons in an attempt to fool people. Keel's main theory is that Mothman is an extraterrestrial being or an occult apparition, noting other strange phenomena that occurred in Point Pleasant around the same time. Keel calls Point Pleasant a window area of extraterrestrial and paranormal activity. Indeed, some of the 66 and 67 Mothman witnesses that he interviewed also reported UFO sightings, men in black appearances, odd phone calls in the middle of the night, and television malfunctions. There were also encounters with a grinning man entity called Indrid Cold, but that's a story for another episode. Another theory is that Mothman is a mutant animal of some sort caused by the waste from the old power plant in the TNT area. Realistically, this one's far-fetched, but it would make a great science fiction movie. There are also those who believe that Mothman is an extra-dimensional traveler swooping in from a parallel universe. This is sort of the guardian angel theory, where Mothman is sent to warn people of impending doom. And it's as good of a theory as any other. And finally, there's the cryptozoological explanation, that Mothman is a yet undiscovered creature that has so far eluded the capture of scientists and hunters. Whatever it is in reality, Mothman is a rock star in cryptozoological circles. It is one of the most mysterious, and therefore most famous, cryptids, and both amateur and expert researchers can't get enough of it. And so, it's been a pop culture staple. In 1970, UFOologist Gray Barker wrote a book about the Mothman occurrences in Point Pleasant called The Silver Bridge. Not to be outdone, John Keel authored his own book from his research in 1975 that he called The Mothman Prophecies, which was then turned into a movie of the same name in 2002, starring Richard Gere, Laura Linney, and Deborah Messing. This put Mothman squarely on the pop culture map, and a handful of more exploitative movies, both narrative and documentary, have been made since. Like any good cryptid monster, Mothman has found his way into localized versions of classic urban legends, particularly the one where the boyfriend leaves the car to investigate a strange sound and the girlfriend later finds him hanging above the car dead, scratching at the roof. The West Virginia version blames Mothman. And as for Point Pleasant, the town has a museum, an annual parade, and a 12-foot statue, all dedicated to the popular cryptid. It's estimated that Point Pleasant's annual Mothman Festival brings between 10 and 12,000 tourists a year to the sleepy little burg. The town's whole persona seems to be built on belief in the creature, and they wouldn't have it any other way. And that's about it for this episode of the CryptoZoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So drop by there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids, and so do you. See you next time.